Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Warmth of Other Suns, The Epic Story of America's Great Migration, by Isabel Wilkerson, is a masterful and deeply moving narrative that charts the decades-long migration of Black citizens who fled the South for northern and western cities in search of a better life. Between 1915 and 1970, this exodus of almost 6 million people changed the face of America. Wilkerson's work is not just a historical account, but a profound examination of the hopes, dreams, and struggles of those who made this journey. Through the lives of three unique individuals, the narrative unfolds into a larger story of hope, struggle, and perseverance against all odds. This book brings to light the unseen sacrifices and achievements of those who dared to leave everything behind in pursuit of the American dream, making it a seminal work in understanding the modern American landscape. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, personal narratives as a lens into the Great Migration. Isabel Wilkerson uses the detailed life stories of Ida Mae Brandon Gladney, George Starling, and Robert Foster as a lens through which readers can explore the broader phenomena of the Great Migration. These narratives do more than just recount events. They imbue the historical journey with a visceral sense of the emotional and physical landscape these individuals traversed. Ida Mae's journey from Mississippi to Chicago, George's hop from Florida to New York, and Robert's trek from Louisiana to California serve not only as geographical moves, but as profound quests for dignity, freedom, and opportunity. These stories underscore the notion that the Great Migration was not just a demographic shift, but a deeply personal endeavor that reshaped American culture. Secondly, the impact of the Great Migration on American culture and society, the significant infusion of African-American culture into northern and western cities brought about by the Great Migration, had profound effects on American culture and society. It catalyzed the Harlem Renaissance, influenced the civil rights movement, and reshaped arts, music, and literature in the United States. This migration not only altered the demographic composition of cities, but also led to significant cultural exchanges that enriched American cultural exchanges that enriched American culture. Jazz, blues, and other forms of African-American music found new audiences, while literature and arts flourished under the creativity of migrants seeking to express their experiences and aspirations. Furthermore, the political landscape of America was reshaped as African Americans gained voting power in northern cities, leading to shifts in political policies and the dynamics of social justice movements. Thirdly, racism and discrimination in the North and West. Although the Great Migration was fueled by the hope of escaping the oppressive racial climate of the South, migrants often found that racism and discrimination had deep roots in the North and West as well. Isabel Wilkerson delves into the complex realities African Americans faced in their new homes, including redlining, job discrimination, and social segregation. Despite leaving the overt racial violence and systemic agricultural exploitation of the South, migrants encountered new forms of structural inequality. This discussion highlights the adaptability and resilience of the African American community as they navigated these challenges, forming new communities and support networks while fighting for their rights and dignity in unfamiliar terrains. Fourthly, economic implications of the Great Migration. The Great Migration had significant economic implications for both the regions that migrants left and those they moved to. The departure of a large portion of the agricultural workforce from the South had a profound impact on its economy, while the influx of labor in the North and West contributed to industrial booms in these regions. Wilkerson examines how the migration contributed to economic disparities, the development of urban areas, and the transformation of the American workforce. Migrants often took up industrial jobs that were unavailable to them in the South, contributing to the growth of the middle class and changing the dynamics of the American economy. The book also addresses the economic challenges migrants faced, including exploitation and the difficulties in accessing economic opportunities and resources. Lastly, the legacy of the Great Migration. The legacy of the Great Migration is still felt today, shaping the social, cultural, and political landscape of America. It facilitated the emergence of a vibrant African-American middle class, altered the demographics of cities, and played a pivotal role in the civil rights movement. Wilkerson's exploration into the long-term effects of the Great Migration provides insight into how it set the stage for subsequent generations of African-Americans. The migration created new communities and networks that became platforms for activism and cultural expression. Moreover, it challenged and changed the racial and social dynamics of the United States, contributing to a more diverse and inclusive society. The book captures the enduring impact of this mass movement, highlighting its significance in the ongoing struggle for equality and justice. In conclusion, The Warmth of Other Suns is an essential read for both historians and general readers interested in understanding the profound impact of the Great Migration on American society. Isabel Wilkerson's meticulous research and compelling narrative offer deep insights into this pivotal period. Through the personal stories of those who lived through it, readers gain a richer appreciation for the courage, resilience, and determination of those who embarked on this journey. The book is particularly relevant for those interested in issues of migration, racial justice, and the shaping of American identity. It serves as a poignant reminder of the ongoing challenges faced by minority communities, but also of the strength found in pursuit of a better life. Ultimately, this book enlightens and inspires, making it an invaluable addition to one's understanding of the complex tapestry that is American history. If you would like to support Isabel Wilkerson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.